Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Finger.
Air guitar, is that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It's actually got a little kick to it.
That's what we like, some little kick. We are at our public best here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here with me. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook, Twitter, social media. All right, so today seems to be Go After Doug Day. And we might as well keep this going.
It's different from yesterday or tomorrow.
Well, sometimes it's a little more pronounced. I'm looking at a comment from Roy Snipes on Facebook, Nicole Oswald. Sometimes I can't follow the thread. But for those of you who are just joining us, this is a special hour of the Good Day program in that it is full, chock full of information that you can carry with you all day long, and opinions, supplements to your thinking. That's how I look at this. I take supplements, 30 supplements a day. I'd like to think that some of the pearls of wisdom that come out of some of us are like supplements for your brain, just like taking Neo 40 and Super Beats. So, having said that, it is anathema to those who are supposedly professionals in the business, never refer to what you did before. Well, I'll refer to it in that I'll explain that many of the discussions go on through the days or the course of the week, or the course of the month. There are a lot of things that we have that we sort of tie together. And one of the things that troubles me greatly is how we have in our country this cycle of violence and who's doing what, how it is that we get to the point of, and how do we stop it, more importantly, how have we gotten to the point where there's so many violent people and that there is so much violence? Is it just the nature of being a human being? How do we control it? Are the police doing the best that they can? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I get off onto these toots. Like earlier I was saying with regard to what went on in Baltimore and all of these other, we had three or four examples of shootings, police officers being shot, police officers shooting people, and just on and on and on. So finally the pressure cooker in my head pops off, and I come to you with the solution that I think is not today's solution, it's the future solution. That is that we think about the consequences of having children and having so many children. One or two in a family, this is Doug Steffen's read on it. You can agree or disagree. That's what we're all about here in America, agreeing or disagreeing with some degree of respect. So when I get off and talk and explain, and some of you are very good at making me defend my positions to the point with others of it sounding them like I'm being defensive. Or
you're not talking about like legally restricting people to having one or two kids. You're just saying
no.
We
I'm
be
saying I don't
want citizens.
To legally. I think that I am a libertarian, really. I'm an anarchist through and through. Listen to what I say, folks. Don't listen to one or two words. This guy says I'm supporting the anti-police movement. That's such BS. So far from the reality of how I think.
Oh, I can
that
see
it's
how he gets
funny.
There, though.
Well, he gets there by listening to part of what I say instead of all of what I say. And you counter into it because you emphasize the part, because your brother's a policeman, of what you perceive to be negative or anti-police.
Well,
that's what you do.
I'm a believer of there are rules, and people need to follow rules. You do
including
not,
the police.
Right. You do not follow that thinking.
I do follow that thinking.
You don't believe
think,
in
you
rules.
You think because
you
I criticize
nobody else's rules.
I don't believe in not for. We have to have a nation of laws. The same as with, so the side issue with the woman in Kentucky who's the clerk of courts that won't give marriage licenses to gay people.
Agreed.
I don't
or
care
not.
Whether gay
right.
people get married or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. I could care less. They're not going to affect my life. But she has a job. So every once in a while, in the heat of the conversation, I might throw in an inappropriate inappropriate comment that has nothing to do with the issue. And I'm a human being, so I'm entitled to throw in inappropriate comments and have somebody call me on it, like that was a sexist remark, or that was a stupid remark, so what, she's had four husbands, and that's correct. None of those things apply or are pertinent to the discussion of the issue, which is there is a law which says you must give licenses to people who want to get married, no matter what their persuasion. If you don't obey the law, you will suffer the consequences. And that is part of the psychosis that's going on in our country today, because people just decide, and Richie's going to say, you're one of them, and he's right. I do. There are some laws that I agree with, some laws I disagree with. I don't disobey them. I try to go around them.
But the beauty
and have
of
them
you
not impact
is if you were this woman and disagreed with the law so much so that you did not want to help enforce it, you would quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She
Which is what
not.
She should
no.
do.
She should
be,
right.
You know.
Yeah. So the other comments are irrelevant, and for those in me saying silly stuff about what your personal life is about has nothing to do with the issue. And that's to bring it back around to the focus on the police and all of these things that have happened in the last 24 hours, the last week, the last month, the last year, or maybe the last 10 years. The total disregard and disrespect for authority, which is part of what has happened in the laissez-faire world that we live in, that brings it around to there are no rules. Now, you, Richie, can go back and say, well, you don't follow the rules. Some of the rules... Some of the rules are stupid. So why should you follow them?
Here's the deal. We need to change them because this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. If we don't like the rules, we live in a great country.
Yeah.
If we don't like the rules, then we need to start teaching civics in schools so that we change
the
rules.
Problem.
People that wanted to see gay marriage, yep. They thought that was a problem. Yeah. They went out and changed the rules so that they could get married. That's a great example of one rule that was changed. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, well, that's stupid, I'm not going to follow it. I get it. Maybe sometimes it is stupid and you don't want to follow it. Change it. Change the system. Let's empower people to change things instead of just total disregard for law and order, which you're seeing right now. That is so dangerous. It is. I can't tell you how dangerous that is. And we're getting to a point where it's almost like past the point of no return, because once you get to a society where rules are no longer respected, we're done.
Yeah. Well, that's really what the problem is. And that's the real problem. It has not to do with my single overview of what the individual issue may be. We have too many people. We don't have the ability to control them because we don't have good leadership. That's really what it all boils down to. Get some good leaders. Think about who you want to see. The reason that Trump is first, Ben Carson is second, and Carly Fiorina is third in any Republican poll that you see now, every single one of those three people are basically giving you the same message. None of them are politicians. They all have been successful, very successful in their own field, and they are trying to bring that message of practicality and intelligence. You may not think Trump is that intelligent. Carson is. I have a whole new regard. You heard me a year ago say, this guy's a throwaway because all I ever do is see him.
2 months ago.
Before
that debate.
Right.
Made it a joke.
As soon as I saw him on the debate, I had a completely different idea.
But think about it. Think about what changed people's opinion. It wasn't his performance during the debate. He wasn't all that exciting. It was his closing statement when he made a joke about Washington and his surgery, his history as a surgeon.
Yeah.
That's what got people to like him, is a joke. I mean,
wow.
It's crazy.
That isn't why I liked him. I thought he had a lot to say.
Race relations was
I think
beautiful.
He has a lot to say.
Look, I like Dr. Ben Carson, but if you had told me a couple months ago that he would be tied with Donald Trump as the front runner, I'd be like,
Where was Herman Cain when we did this 4 years ago? Where was he standing in the polls?
He was pretty good.
He was good until they tore apart the 999 and made it.
No, they didn't tear apart the 999. They tore apart that he had a mistress.
That's
what knocked Herman Cain out of the race. It was nothing about 999. It was his mistress that
because
came
the 999, it was actually 9999.
Nine.
And then it would be a 49, so it knocked his
He went out
up.
Because of the personal attack, though.
Yeah.
He did.
So...
It just shows you how. And it's, you know what? He was an interesting candidate because some people will choose. I liked him. Yeah, some people will choose to fight those rumors. He just, as soon as they came out that he had a mistress, he just went away.
Yeah. He. I remember talking to him at one of the conventions.
Doug and I saw him speak last year.
And I had a conversation with him the last about 15 minutes, just him and me. And I, he was eager. He just said, well, Jeremy, come on your radio program. I said, well, I don't do a lot of talk. I don't focus a lot on political issues. But I do like personalities. He's a warm, engaging, intelligent, experienced guy.
Very engaging.
Comes out of the same queue as Fiorina, as Carson, and as Trump. And he would have gotten a lot farther. Jennifer is 100% right. If he hadn't sort of screwed up in his own, and by the way, that's why Colin Powell doesn't run for a high elective office.
Just
he wants
want
to
be, closet door
because he's
fixed.
Got some in his closet that he doesn't want to have embarrass his wife. Otherwise, he'd be out there. He could have been president and would have been a great president, much better than this boob we got there now. If you know, and the problem is a lot of people voted for this boob because he was black, the same as they would have voted for, or maybe even vote for Ben Carson now just because he's black. Never mind what he has to say. Listen to what these people, get rid of the skin color, get rid of the things,
the sex,
the religion, all that other stuff. What do these people have to say? And more importantly, what have they done with their lives?
People will judge me by the content of my character.
Oh, my God.
Because what we've learned, and this is really interesting, I think, what we've learned, especially from President Obama, is that you have to have someone who is a uniter of the country, and probably with George Bush too. I don't think he was as divisive as Obama. You could debate his policy all day long, but you need someone who is going to really, because whatever happens up top trickles down to everybody. Maybe it's just because I'm older now. I have never felt more divided as a country than I do now. I feel like Republicans and Democrats hate each other. Blacks and whites hate each other. Haves and have-nots hate each other.
Too much separation.
Republicans and Democrats, but they have.
Haven't been a deal. Look at what the Republicans are doing to these three front runners. They don't even get it. They've shown what a bunch of phonies they are. They don't want to support what the public is interested in. They want to support what's good for them and the party.
They have no clue what to do.
None.
With it. They're like, all right, now what?
Because they're so out of touch. They've been listening to Karl Rove and his bunkum for so long and believing all that crud that comes out of Fox News and these people who are trying to control what you think and how you think, and it's just it's blown up in their faces. Good. Okay, time's up. Thank you.
End scene.
And to satisfy Walter, it's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
The wall clock.
Thanks.
Oh, Fett, how was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment, Fett?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's biggest savings of the summer. Save up to 40% on over a quarter of a million instruments, with some deals too low to advertise publicly. Get a Martin Dreadnought or custom auditorium acoustic electric guitar, now just $399, or a Kohala ukulele for just $29. And for 5 days, get up to 15% off qualifying products, including clearance gear with coupons from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss Guitar Center's Labor Day savings, Thursday through Monday. No lineups before 7 a.m.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Some of the videos of the day this week at DougStephan.com, including this one from Darlene Love.
Long as it's been since you heard the song, it says, da la 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 la.
Why did you kiss me with all of your mind? Why did the stars shine so, so bright? Why did you have to, baby?
Sounds like good old Darlene Love to me. How about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing short of superb. So this is the video at DougStephan.com is for her new song, Forbidden Nights, which is on her new album due in a couple of weeks. The video features a lot of cameos, including The Boss, Bill Murray, Joan Jett, David Letterman, Paul Schaefer, Elvis Costello, who wrote this song for Darlene. You gotta see the video, but it's fun to listen to the song. Crank it up, Richie. Called Forbidden Nights. Sounds good, her voice does sound. Who have been singing for 50 years, right? So there are any number of reasons to want to watch this video and listen to the song. I love this era of rock music, frankly.
She ripped it off, though.
How so?
It's the wall of style.
Yeah, of course it wasn't rip it off. She was part of it.
Phil's in jail.
No, but she was part of the original. She wouldn't have sex with Phil Spector, so he threw her out and brought Ronnie in. That's where Veronica Mars, no, not Veronica Mars, Veronica Lake is her name. She married, or eventually married, but she'd have sex with him, and that's why she became the lead singer of the Ronettes. It would have been Darlene was there first. Huh?
It would have been the Darlene.
The Darlene.
The Darlene.
But she was there. Darlene was there first. She just thought that Phil Spector was a pig.
But it's
and
totally
he turned out to be a pig.
Huh?
But of course it's the Wall of Sound.
Even that old...
The Wall of Sound came, Richie, from the... not from the funk, but from the...
Yeah, the funk.
L.A. Right. No. The L.A., the Wall, the Crash. What's the...
The Wrecking Crew.
Thank you.
This is totally the Funk Brothers from Motown. Listen to 8 out of 10 Motown
Richie,
songs.
The Wall
like
of
this.
Sound was created by Phil and the Wrecking Crew.
But listen to this. This is totally Motown right here. I mean, every Motown song starts like that.
It's great. It's so
every single one.
Terrific. All right, so that's our plug for Darlene Love. Good for her. All right, let's see. Video of the day from yesterday comes as part of what seems to be a growing trend, the auto-cue fail. An auto-cue fail is when the newscaster reads aloud cues that are on the teleprompter. This guy. All right, so listen to this.
5 hours later, we're not even supposed to be at our destination. We had to be...
I can't hear it, Richie.
Pause for effect. Now, a Russian has been crowned air guitar world champion in Finland at what must be one of the world's loudest and oddest competitions.
Okay.
Which you couldn't quite hear is after that story, he says he looks very solemnly into the camera and says, "Pause for effect."
Right. He's supposed to pause for effect. His director put the cue on. I mean, that would be like me reading a commercial, and on the side of the commercial it says, "The commercial is over now," and you read, "This commercial is over now." Yeah, that kind of stuff. Video of the day today is the El Paso Chihuahuas, the story of this minor league baseball team.
Really
very cool what they did over the weekend. Check it all out at DougStefan.com.
In the news, 40 is the new 30 and 30 is the new 20 when it comes to having a baby, according to the infertility industry. But is it true? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Ladies, is life getting in the way of you having a baby? No worries. We freeze your eggs for you. Thaw them out when you're ready, and in a flash, you'll be the mom that you know you want to be. But on your time schedule, not Mother Nature's. This is the promise of the booming egg freezing industry to young women on the corporate ladder. Here's the thing. For women with cancer facing chemo that might make them sterile, freezing your eggs is a great option. Healthy, vibrant young women? I'm not so sure. Of course, it's an intensely personal decision. But remember, apart from the obvious cost, not only in dollars, but emotional, there is this sad fact. Postponing motherhood simply because life is getting in the way may mean you miss out on being a mom forever. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The full story is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and at her fullest and her best, Jennifer Horn with the full story. Rich McFadden, oh hi, and Kenny Kessler here on the air. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court decided that same-sex marriage was a constitutional right in all of our states, but a county clerk in Kentucky has refused to issue marriage licenses to these couples. The background information for those of you who want to get rid of the hysteria, and that's part of my problem here. I've been a little hysterical about this. Bottom line, ruling means that no government official, county clerks, anybody, can deny same-sex marriage licenses. This county clerk has said her religious beliefs go against that ruling, so she stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether. Four couples have sued her. Judge tried to force her to issue licenses. She said no, appealed. Supreme Court said she was wrong, not an option, issue the licenses. Yesterday she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm acting under God's authority, and that's where the problem is. This is the first major standoff since the Supreme Court had their ruling on same-sex marriages. So this isn't the end of it by any stretch of the imagination. But it's becoming now pedantic, repetitive, and all about her, and it ought not to be all about her. It's not about her, her religious beliefs. It's about the law. I think I just wanted to sort of reassess it in a way that seemed to be cool, calm, and collected. That's what's going on. That's what the issue is. And that's the explanation of where it is at the moment. Where does it go from here? Who knows? I would like to have the Pope weigh in on this. What do you think? The Pope's weighing in on all kinds of other stuff. That's the Pope's discussion of abortion, right? He said, quote, the forgiveness of God cannot be denied to one who has repented. If you ask for forgiveness, if you had an abortion, ask for forgiveness, you should be given forgiveness. And I believe that you have been forgiven, if that's what your belief is. It's kind of a strange thing.
And that's a huge shift for the right. Catholic culture, because kids that are brought up in Catholic school are taught to believe abortion, wrong, no turning back from that. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. I mean, this is a huge shift.
Yeah. Well, in a manner of speaking, this is, unfortunately, my read on it may not be popular, but that's okay, because a lot of my reads on things are not very popular. I believe that the, you know, people say that the Bible is the Word of God. Everybody speaks in a manner of, if you understand or you think that we all come from a Creator, or a power that is greater than we are, then all of our words, all of our actions, for whatever the reason we can't understand, why there is murder, mayhem, maladjustment, mistreatment, mental disease, all the things that are seemingly wrong with being a human being, why do we have these problems if there's a beneficent God? And you can look into the Bible and figure, okay, well, where did this all come from? Some people say it's the Word of God. I think we all are speaking the words of God, frankly. Men wrote the Bible. Men interpreted the words that came from who knows where. Remember, it took 400 years to put the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the fold in the Bibles that were printed. And there were, by the way, many more Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's, the same sorts of things that were scrutinized by the early bishops, and they didn't like some of the things that these other people said or recounted, so they only put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the Bible. That was all about men and the discretion of what was written and said. It's all about men and what they say, and that's what all of this stuff is about. All about men, literally in this case, trying to control what other men and women do with their lives. That's what religion is all about. So, the only thing that I find...
It's Doug@DougStephan.com.
Yeah, that's right. Doug@DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com.
Facebook.
These are spelling it, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook /good day. Anyway, the Pope is... This Pope happens to be, fortunately for most of the people who believe and who want to have somebody that is inspirational, he's the kind of guy that we're talking about. When we look at all of the problems in the world and we say, how has leadership become so weak? Here's a guy who is a leader. I don't care that he's the leader of the church. He sets a good tone. He sets a positive image. His job in this circumstance was narrowly focused or narrowly interpreted by the people who have been there before him. He's broadening it out. And by the way, he did not seek this job. He was asked and encouraged and voted in. He did not go around trying to get the people who would be voting to vote for him.
Is he like Trump?
That's a great question. Maybe a little more finite, or maybe a little more refined. Maybe the word I'm looking for is refined.
But he says what he thinks.
The issues. Yes, he does.
He does what he wants.
Yep, good point.
And does he care what people think?
Not much. Doesn't appear to me. A lot of Catholics.
And is that
can you
why
believe
he's popular?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Because he's changing things.
DougAtDougStephan.com. What do the Catholics think of this? There are many dyed-in-the-wool, traditional Catholics.
Yeah, the conservative Catholics
this will
don't
be
like
anathema
to
them.
Catholic attendance in Catholic churches is up.
Well, of course it is, because this guy's bringing him in, because he's got something to say, and he's telling the priest to, you know, be relevant. Be relevant to what's going on. He's a good, scratch good, he's a great leader of men. And this is what we need in politics, in religion.
He has political courage, which is one of those things that I've been looking for with, you know, people that are leaders.
Right.
But I think what he does more than anything else, and sometimes I don't agree with what he talks about. I don't know how I feel about the whole abortion thing, but he gets people talking, and that's been missing because the Catholic Church has been scratching their head about how to bring young people into the church. And the people before him were not doing it by just going along with the old, you know, the old status quo.
Here
you go, though.
What?
CatholicNews.com. Pope Francis appeal not measurable yet in church attendance, according to a Pew Research poll.
Yeah.
And this is as of, oh, this is last year. So.
Kenny, you're a good Catholic.
I, well, Well, it's so nice of you to say.
Well, I think you are.
Regarding this whole abortion thing, the Pope is not saying that abortion is okay.
Right. He's saying you'll get forgiven.
What he's saying, what he has said, is that this is an agonizing decision that a woman has made, and it bogs them down and weighs them down for their life. And if they are looking for forgiveness, then he's authorizing priests to give that to them.
Instead of just chucking them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like they would with divorce or this previously.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, I've had this conversation with people that I'm close to. If you got pregnant and didn't want to have the baby, what would you do, Jennifer?
It would never be an option for me.
Mm-hmm. You'd bring it to term.
I would have the baby. If I really couldn't take care of it, I would give it up for adoption. Mm-hmm. But there's no, I mean, for me, morally, I could not live with myself.
Do you know women who have had an abortion?
Yeah, actually, I think we all do, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all know the same person that has had one.
Probably.
I can't say that I know in my social circle anybody that's had one. I had a friend who came very close and at the last minute decided she'd keep it. And now she's happy and got three kids and so happy she made that decision. For me, I couldn't live with myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richie, you and your wife ever had this conversation?
I adopted a little girl.
Yeah.
So, no.
And Kenny? You were beyond your childbearing when you married into Lisa's family. The kids were older anyway. And that's
We actually talked about having another child when we got married 10 years ago, but it didn't work out, and I can't see it coming up. We've never talked about it.
Well, I think there's something here that is worth discussing, and perhaps there are two or three things. I'm going to tell you from my perspective, the most important part of this, and it isn't just this pronouncement, it's whatever he says, he exercises his authority, his leadership, his intelligence, his bravado, whatever you want to call it. He's an inspiration that the world sorely needs. We need people like that in politics. We need people like that in religion. We need people like that in business. And you don't see a lot of them. And so for him, whatever he says, whatever he does to attract attention, I know he's visiting our country and there's going to be a lot of attention on him.
Traffic is going to be a mess.
But it isn't about him and being the Pope. For me, anyway, I don't care about him as Pope. What I care about is that he says things that are provocative, intelligent, well thought out, and helpful. I'm not perfect. I want help. I think everybody needs help. We're all looking for somebody to stimulate. That's why books are written. That's why, I guess, television shows are done, movies are done. I mean, some of it's entertainment, some of it's provoked.
To finish this one off,
yeah,
I just searched, what religion is Donald Trump, since we were kind of comparing Trump and the Pope?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
What religion do you think he is?
I would say he would be a Lutheran, a Methodist, something like that.
Not too far. Presbyterian.
Because now I had heard that he was going to a Baptist church, though, right? That he claimed he was going there, but then they said he hadn't really been showing up.
First Presbyterian in church as of 2012. First Presbyterian church in Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. And he collects Bibles.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah, that's pretty much been known. Interesting fellow. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump,
and money.
And he keeps every single one of them.
Trump is going to appear on The Tonight Show on September 11th. Jimmy Fallon. Joe Biden will be on Colbert's Late Show as one of his inaugural
guests. He's going to announce
guests.
There? That would be a big get for Stephen Colbert, wouldn't it?
Other people in the news, Carly Fiorina. The folks.
So glad for her.
The what do we call the cable news network? I got to fly. I wrote
CNN.
Yeah, no. Cable news. Certain news neglected.
Right.
She protested, and they've changed the criteria as well. They ought to be because she's number three in the polls.
Yeah, the old criteria was that from July until September they would take polls and average out whoever had more than 1% would be on the stage. Well, 8 of the 10 polls that they were going to average happened before the last debate, before Carly Fiorina surged, and so she said, and rightly so, said, "Hey, this isn't fair. I need to, I get to have my time too."
Yeah.
And they actually acquiesced. They listened. They changed change the rules. And the RNC, I've heard, is not so happy about that. Because an establishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl.
Who cares what the RNC says or thinks? And I'm tired of these people trying to determine who's going to run the place instead of the people who vote. What'd you say, Kenny?
Well, CNN says last time around, after the first Republican debate, there were 16 polls that came out before the next debate. Yeah. So that's what they were anticipating this time, and there have been maybe two.
Chicken pox in the news next on Good Days, 45 past the hour.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so trending at DougSteffen.com today, the Carly Fiorina story about her spot on the stage, the officer who's being charged in the Freddie Gray death heading to court, CIA Special Ops Forces launching a drone war against ISIS. Let's see where that goes. They'll be shooting those puppies down right and left. And then there is the story from Kansas City. The Royals, Kansas City Royals, have been hit by a bout of chicken pox. The outbreak struck the clubhouse over the weekend.
Crazy,
All-star reliever Kelvin Herrera and right fielder Alex Rios. The team has scrambled to ensure that other players are inoculated. It is, at this age, just kind of a crazy thing. Not expected with people who are this age. How many people had chicken pox here as adults?
As adults? No, as a kid, yeah.
No. It's really very interesting. Our poll, by the way, today at DougStephan.com asks that question.
Think about the countries that many of these guys come from and whether they were
That's exactly where I was going, Richie. They had not been vaccinated earlier on.
So you like the vaccine? Could you write this down, Rich?
I didn't say I like the vaccine.
Stop turning around.
I'm just saying that there is, but the health realities are different there. Okay, so our poll today, have you had chickenpox? A, I had it when I was a kid. B, had it when I was a teenager. C, had it when I was an adult. D, have had it twice. E, never had chickenpox. Have you had shingles? That's the related. Yesterday's poll, how many times has your computer, laptop, phone, or other device been hacked? 40% said I've never been hacked. Good luck to you, folks. Wait for your turn.
Play the lottery.
51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's what we call a global killer, the end of mankind. It doesn't matter where it hits, nothing would survive, not even bacteria. None of them want to pay taxes again.
What a great scene that was in the movie. Aerosmith.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
It's a real good Ham and Egger. There were two of these movies out pretty much at the same time. In the summer of 1998, believe it or not, that's how long ago Armageddon was out. Chuck, what was the other movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Same movie.
Tia Leone.
Different people in it. Yeah, Tia Leone. It was her first really big starring role, I think, wasn't it? Get back to brass tacks.
As a lead in a big summer movie, it was.
She went out to the beach and got swept up in the wave with her father.
That's a great scene. It was Maximilian Schell.
Maximilian Schell.
That's a great scene.
Yep.
You know, Armageddon actually was on last night. I was watching it on AMC.
It's one of those movies.
Which originally was called Letters for American Movie Classic, but when they started showing Halloween 6 many years ago, that term didn't apply.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Aerosmith movie. Music brings us into movie moments from the movie Armageddon. The song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1998. First clip had Billy Bob Thornton's voice. second clip was Bruce Willis. I think the third one was Bruce Willis as well, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yep.
All of them. So, and who else made his debut and actually had impact? Armageddon, Ben. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Affleck.
Yeah, I think that was his first fairly big role, wasn't it?
He did the...
No, he had Good Will Hunting.
That was a big role. It was a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
No,
critics weren't kind, but the public liked it a lot.
What's the Alec Baldwin role that he got?
And that was after that, way after that.
Was it?
You're talking about his...
Some of All Fears, Rich is talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The Jack Ryan movie.
Jack Ryan movie.
No, yeah. I was laughing a long time
ago. Well, I mean, Good Will Hunting is what put both...
Put them both on the map. Right. Right. Yep. And the only reason that movie got made, the two of them went to Robin Williams. Somehow or other, they met him. You've heard this story, Chucker. Somehow, they got connected to Robin Williams, and Robin Williams saw the script, and they asked him, would he please be in it? And he said yes. Otherwise, nobody would have... The only reason Robin Williams' name on that marquee got people to go see the movie, then they realized how good Damon and Affleck were. But if it hadn't been for Robin Williams, nobody would have seen that movie.
Well, you know the story. There's immense talent out there, but if nobody opens the door for you, you never get discovered.
That's like Chucker, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make any noise? How's that?
I'm going to say yes.
Good for you. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
By the way, we were just talking about Bruce Willis, who is now spending time helping the firefighters. You see that, Chucker, battling the wildfires? He's been treating them to meals.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He lives in this
area.
Well,
he just got, he was filming a part in Woody Allen's latest movie last week and reportedly got fired from the film.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he has, well, it's well known, Bruce Willis has a reputation of being very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess Woody Allen and him didn't mesh very well.
Right.
How'd you like to see that
imagine,
argument?
Actually. Right. Yeah,
get that going. Sorry, he bought lunch. He's arranged catering to feed all the firefighters in the area that's near one of his residences in Idaho. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, what else? Movie news, Chucker.
Some movies to look forward to in September. A Walk in the Woods, which has just opened, I believe, today. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Hard to believe, Doug. Robert Redford is now 79 years old.
Nolte looks like he's 79.
2,000 screens.
Yeah. Nolte looks like he's 79. All right, another quickie, Chucker. What else? Quick.
Black Mass opens on the 18th with Johnny Depp as Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Depp looks like he's giving a really good performance.
That looks like an interesting movie.
Looking forward to it.
Weird Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour. Good day.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.